Have you been blessed so far this morning? Do you want more blessing? Then let's ask the Lord to bless us today. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the talents that you have given us that we can use for you. And Lord, right now I realize that as I come before your word and before your people, I am not worthy. So I ask that you'll pour forth your spirit onto me, that the words that I say will not be mine, but will come from the very throne of grace. And I pray, Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit will do what I cannot to change lives. So, Lord, we ask you here now to be glorified, and for us here now and forevermore to be changed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a lot of things to learn when you're young. When you're just getting started off, everything is new. You have everything to learn in this world. You have to learn how to talk, and that takes some time. You have to learn how to feed yourself. That leads to a lot of messy pictures, but it's fun. You eventually learn how to get that food in your mouth. You have to learn how to tie your shoes, brush your hair, and all those things you have to learn when you're a toddler. You have to master those things even before you go to school. And there you go, and you get started on the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s. And that's just the beginning of all the things that we have to learn in life. Well, one of the first things that I learned when I was really little, one of the first things that I remember learning in life, a skill, I was only about 3 years old, and I learned how to fish. There I am. Can you believe I had cheeks like that at one point in time? My grandpa and my grandmother, they loved to camp, and they loved to fish, and so they would take us grandkids on camping trips and take us fishing, and they would take us, and they taught their children, they taught their grandkids, they've even now taught their great-grandkids how to fish. Here you can see a picture of my grandpa and my mom on your right and my sister on the left, and my sister will be very pleased that I put up a picture of her from her teenage years. We spent a lot of time fishing, and my grandparents, sometimes they would take four of us grandkids to go fishing, and I have to think that they must have been blessed with amazing patience, or else they're just really crazy to take all four of us on camping trips, but they did. Now, even though I learned how to fish back then from being real little, I never took it up as a profession. I decided that wouldn't be the way that I would earn a living. But even though fishing never became my job, I believe that the lessons that I learned while fishing in those Iowa lakes have helped me today in my current vocation. So this morning, let's look and see if fishing can teach us anything about our calling and our walk with God. Now, we've been studying the life of Peter these last few weeks, and we're going to conclude our series today on the life of Peter. We started off learning about Peter, and we learned that God gave him a new name. And then last week, we learned that God didn't just give him a new name, but changed him, began working in him, and made him a new man. And this morning, we're going to talk about Peter's new job. Now, do you know what Peter's first job was? Yeah, I think I hear it out there. Peter's original line of work was as a fisherman. I don't know if his grandpa taught him or his dad or who, but he was a fisherman. So we pick up the story in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. So if you want to turn with me there in your Bibles, we're going to be looking at Peter again today. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, we see Peter on a fishing trip, and everything changes. Peter chapter 4, verse 19. They are there right next to the sea. Then verse 19 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.'" Jesus calls Peter to leave his profession and follow him. And let's give Peter some credit. He follows, amen? Would we? Would we be so quick to leave, to just drop the nets and follow? Well, when I first heard God's calling to a new line of work, to a new job, I said to God, "You got the wrong guy." I was not like Peter. I didn't drop everything and follow. I said, "Lord, you need someone else, not me. I'm not the one for this." I said, "Lord, don't you know where I've been, what I've done?" Which is a really silly thing to ask God, isn't it? Someone who knows everything. Peter drops the net and follows. Is there anything in our life that we need to drop for a closer walk with God? Well, friends, now let's fast forward. We're going to go to another fishing trip in the Bible. If you turn with me to our scripture reading for today, John chapter 21. And let's find another fishing trip here with Peter. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 21. This story we're going to see, that first story was right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. But now this story is going to take place after the cross. This happens after the resurrection, the giant miracle, biggest miracle of all time. Jesus comes back to life. And we pick up the story here in John 21. Peter and a few of the disciples are hanging out in Galilee. Then in verse 3 of John 21 says, Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And they said to him, "We're going with you also." So here we are after the resurrection. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." Now, has Peter forsaken his calling? Is he forgetting about Jesus and I'm going back to fishing? I don't think that's what's happening here. Because Jesus had told them, go to Galilee and wait for me. So they're there doing just what Jesus told them to do. And Peter decides, let's go fishing. Maybe they're planning on, you know, selling the fish, kind of getting some more money to do more mission work. We don't exactly know. But he decides to go fishing, and the disciples say, yeah, we'll go too. And they're still following him at this point in time. But then the story gets very familiar as we continue on in verse 3. It says, they went out and immediately got in the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Sound familiar? They go out and they fish all night long and they get skunked. That's what we used to call it when we'd go fishing and not catch a thing. Now, I can remember going out to fish with my grandpa and my grandma, and I would sit there, little guy, just 3 years old, and I would hold my rod, and I would watch out and watch that bobber in the water. And I would concentrate, and I would wait patiently for that nibble to come. Well, I waited as patiently as a three-year-old can wait, really. I mean, that's patience is not something God instills in us early on. In fact, some of us, as we get older, still need a little patience in us. But we were always bummed if we had to come back from the lake and we had no bites. We caught nothing. Well, here in the story, day is dawning. And it's easier to net fish. That's what they were doing. They were casting out a net to pull in the fish. And it's easier to do that at nighttime when the fish can't see the net. So they know the sun's coming up and they say, well, let's just quit. We'll pack it in and be done. And then a voice shouts out from the shore. And this stranger on the shore tells these experienced fishermen, let the net down again. And they know how unlikely it is. They know it's this not going to work. The sun is up. The fish can now see. They know they're not going to catch anything. But they toss the net anyway. The net goes down, and they start pulling it up. Only it doesn't pull up like it did any time before that night. Now they start to strain to pull it up, and the net is teeming with fish. And that shock and surprise leads to a flashback, because this has happened to them before. And then John is the first one to say, it's the Lord. And as soon as he says that, the very next thing is a splash of water, and Peter is in the water. Jumps out of the boat, and he's swimming for shore. Remember one of the themes we've said about Peter. Said he longs to be wherever Jesus is. Jesus has appeared again, so he's not waiting for the boat to come in. He's not caring about the fish. He just, boom, in the water, getting wet, trying to be near Jesus. Now, I want you to notice something in this story. It's kind of unusual that we have all these details, but I think the details are here to teach us something. Look at verse 9. They've come in, they're dragging the nets in with all the fish. It says, then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish which you have just caught. Interesting. Why does the Bible include this? How does this bless us to know that this part happened in this story? Well, I think it teaches us something. Because they get there, and Jesus already has breakfast ready. He's got fish cooking on the fire.